there's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake,
a lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We're making the best of it. Oh, happy day. Happy hump day, Trump day. Yes, we're continuing to keep an eye on Milton. 160 mile an hour winds traveling northeast at 14 miles an hour. More details coming your way. But it's time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Yep. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please. Don't be one of those. Don't add to the debris field, people. All right, you ready? Call in now, and let's go to David. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is a mail piece that I got in the mail talking about President Trump is voting for the legalization of marijuana, Amendment Number 3. And, you know, I just heard the commercial that you guys ran, the audio version of the same thing, that has him speaking, but I can't find anywhere where he says that he's voting for the legalization of marijuana on Amendment 3. There's no quote of him, but the mail piece quotes him as saying that he's voting yes on Amendment 3, and this radio commercial that you guys are running says that he is voting yes for Amendment 3. And that's the only thing that I disagree with him on is that right there. I am totally against that, and I really hope that they're just taking him out of context. He's speaking around it, but he never said, I'm Donald Trump and I'm voting for Amendment 3 come November.
No, yeah. You're absolutely right, because he didn't endorse it. But he was speaking about it kind of off the cuff, as he tends to do. And he goes, oh, yeah, they got something, you know, going on in Florida. And I think this may have come so early in the game that he didn't know the exact language of it. And that's part of the problem with it, is that, you know, this is going to make a couple of big companies much, much bigger. This isn't a mom and pop thing. And, oh, we're going to, all this tax money is going to be generated and all that. I mean, obviously, this is promoted by the billionaires that are going to benefit from the change. So, yeah, you got to be careful with that. Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
There was a hurricane story on TV this morning from down in Tampa area, and it showed a bunch of people in kind of a blue collar neighborhood picking up debris and loading vehicles and stuff. And one of the people made a comment. He said that he didn't know his neighbors at all before the hurricane, and you know, now this has brought them closer together. And that made me sad to see how fractured and divided our society has become. Because when I was a kid, We knew, you know, most of the people that lived up and down the street, and certainly we would help them during a hurricane. But, I mean, we just knew our neighbors, and now these people don't. And I think the Internet has a lot to do with that. And I just hope everybody stays safe. Thank you.
I agree with what you said. I think it actually began before the Internet thing got hot, but that has only made it worse. But yeah, that neighborly thing, you just don't see it anymore, you know? Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, a couple things. The insurance company sent out a notice saying that your EVs could actually explode if they get submerged by salt water, and now they're setting up portable EV charging stations because all these EVs are running out of electricity, which is just so ridiculous. But on our ballot, where we have to vote for single member districts or, you know, for Electric County, we already did. It's just so irritating. And one last thing, I went to all five of my doctors yesterday, and I am still 18 years cancer free.
God bless you. That is great news. Let's go to, hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is, and I heard this on the America's First News with Gordon Deal, is before your show, is the Democrats are already trying to blame their upcoming loss of North Carolina on the hurricane. It's the hurricane. It's not our bad policies. Let's just blame it on the hurricane. So that's kind of what's bugging me.
Yeah, well, that actually, what the devastation there, if you want to just look at it from a partisan perspective, is going to hurt Republicans more than Democrats, because a lot of those voters are independents and Republicans. And so, yeah, we're looking, and I just heard Laura Trump talking about it. They've got folks working hard on the ground to make sure that people's voting rights, there's a restoration there and a way so that people, you know, aren't going to lose that right just because they may have lost their house. Mercedes, what's bugging you?
Yes, good morning. Great show. About this glop that she was talking about, Camel Face was talking about, I heard Dana Lash last night on either Hannity or Gutfeld saying the only reason that she came up with that is there a lawsuit in Chicago regarding the Glock, and that's where she pulled that the name out of. Thank you. Great show.
Oh, yeah. That very well could be. But see, even that, you know, there's a downside to it. Let's go to Jim. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. You know, to follow up with this marijuana one, saying, yes, they're going to help the schools. What did the lottery do when they said they were going to help the schools? The schools are run down. They're not in great shape. They're not helping the kids. Do you really think that this is going to help the kids, too? My sister lives in Denver, and she has said that is the worst thing they've done.
All right. When they tried to bring the lottery to Florida many years ago, they said as a selling point, 50% of this will go directly to education. And it did.
But?
They followed through. But what they didn't say is how the money's already set aside for education. Were they going to be protected? No, they weren't protected. So it's almost like the lotto replaced what would have been funding. And even the woman who helped to kind of spearhead it all, Rebecca Paul, I believe is her name, she then went to Georgia and did the same thing up there, except she did it right.
Oh, lesson learned.
I don't know if she's to blame for how it got.
Right.
You know, and I blame the Florida legislature probably, but they should be held accountable to some extent. But
right.
Yeah, that's what happened. They basically replaced funding.
Because you know the expectation when you pitch that to the public is, wow, look at all this additional
above
money
and
we're
beyond.
Gonna have.
We're going to really make a step forward. Yeah.
See, that's a little slimy is what that
well,
is.
Well, and so is the, you know, the promoting the weed thing is slimy and not, you know, there's some deception going on there. It's not straightforward.
Yeah, by the way, I did check into it. Looks like September 9th it was in an interview. It looks like Donald Trump did say he was going to vote for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing the homework. Okay. Yeah. And that was not too long ago, right? That was last month.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that clarification. All right. It is 7:28, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be with us on 97.3 The Sky.